Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. And I'm so excited. I'm a little bit nervous, Elizabeth French. I really am. You said you're nervous coming into the studio. You've become instant celebrity and someone, the way you have handled what has happened, I can only just imagine. And for those who don't know, your daughter, Ella French, was killed last year. That must have been your worst, of course, your worst nightmare come true. When she became a police officer, did you even think that this is a possibility of something that could happen?
Oh, you always have that in the back of your mind. You know that, but you keep that in the back of your mind because otherwise your days are too difficult. And it was more, what was more forefront for me was just a very strong sense of pride in my daughter at the profession she had chosen.
Well, I think it's important, and a Chicago police chaplain happens to be in the studio here, and I've said this long before I've met you. Knowing you has been an honor, by the way, because what you represent is just right. And I've always thought that there is a place for fallen police officers where they're recognized in Chicago, but most people don't know that that exists, first of all. And, you know, then the names are forgotten. I don't think Ella's name will be forgotten.
Well, for me, it definitely never will be, but that's the hope. It's even one of the reasons that I'm here, because it's kind of a combination of not forgetting her name and being able to support something that's both important to me and was important to her.
Yeah. And something that we'll talk about in a little bit is her love of animals and children as well, which ties into everything you do because you're a teacher.
I am, yes.
Yeah. Where do you teach?
I teach in Berwyn.
Berwyn?
Yep. Berwyn.
You've heard that a few times before, I think.
More than once, less than 100. Yes, I have heard it. And, oh my goodness, I believe I'm in my 26th year with them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's been awesome. It's been a pleasure. I love working with children.
Why?
I just do. I think it's their outlook on the world, their openness, their eagerness to learn. There's no guile. They just come to you and thank you, Miss French, or you're welcome, Miss French. And it's just all, there's a purity to it. And then the flip side of that too is you hope that every teacher hopes this, that you make an impression that lasts with them for a lifetime. You leave them with a love of learning, or you leave them wanting to be a good citizen. Just all of those things that you hope for, because they're your children too.
Have people come back to you years later and said, oh, you have made a difference in my life?
Yes, they have. And
that's got to be an amazing feeling.
It's an awesome feeling. And I actually even heard from some of my former students after all of this happened. And the fact that they reached out to me was just so special.
That is incredibly special. I'm going to change the topic here. You're a native Chicagoan?
I am, yes.
Well, WGN, as you know, because we talked a little about this off the air, is turning 100 years old. And on May 19th, be sure to tune in, by the way. You too, you're allowed to Channel 9 and watch a special 100th documentary that we put together. I mean, for me, WGN Radio has been the soundtrack of my life, really, because I would get up, and this is true, I'd get up in the morning and my mom was listening to Wally Phillips. I'm that old, I suppose.
And we're not admitting that.
No, you know who I'm talking about, right?
I sure do.
Yeah, but again, you only know same thing from the history books, right?
Right.
Yeah, but then Roy Leonard was on. And at one point, I'll talk more about this next week, I was a radio log keeper at this very radio station. I was in college. And they actually had someone, today it's all done by computers, but way back then, they had someone actually keep the log. And my job was to listen to Wally Phillips, and then listen to Roy Leonard. I mean, that was like going to school, you know? There truly is, and I get text every time I talk about this, but I'm grateful every day that I'm here for for all 27 years or so that I've been here at this radio station. You also are a inveterate WGN listener.
Mm-hmm. I've had pets in some way, shape, or form a good part of my life, and I would listen if I was having some kind of issue or you would say something, and I would go, oh, I didn't know that. So, yes, it's been a long history listening to you and this station.
And thank you so much for that. And we talked shortly after Ella, who I didn't know, was killed. And you were kind enough to come on the radio, not only with me, but with John Williams also. And I know you're a fan of John Williams as well. You didn't do a lot of media, and you did talk with us. So on behalf of John, I'm sure, thank you so much for doing that. That must have been so difficult at that point in time to do. But now you've kind of become this Chicago celebrity. I mean, does that feel strange? I mean, you represent the Chicago Police Department in some ways, whether you like it or not.
It's definitely out of my comfort zone, and it does feel strange. And I got to tell you,
you know how well you've done with this?
No.
You should know that. And if the chaplain can just shake your head yes or no, I mean, she's amazing. He just said you're incredible, and I would agree with that. Not only having the fortitude to deal with what you've had to deal with, but dealing with the media, but also being out there saying, you know what, we need to remember these officers.
That's absolutely true. There's nothing that I could add to that. They're out there every day.
Do you think the tide has turned? I mean, at the point that I first talked to you, at that point in time, people were protesting against police. Now, I think we realize we need police. We need them to do their jobs. We also need prosecutors to prosecute, which is a whole different topic. Promise not to talk to you about that. But nevertheless, we clearly need our police.
Yes. Yes, we do. Because they're out there every day leaving their families to protect people that they will never know. And I teach. I have no idea how difficult that is. I know how difficult it was for Ella sometimes, but
how difficult was it? What did she say to you?
It was just, you know, some of the things that she saw or experienced. I'm not going to go into detail, but some of those things were difficult for her to deal with. But all of them, Ella, her partners, and every other police officer in the city, they get up, they put on that uniform, and they do it every day because they want to make a difference. They want to connect with those communities. They want to connect with those people. They want a better city.
Is that why Ella became a police officer?
She wanted to make a difference, yes. Yes, that's exactly why.
And she did. Not only for children, not only for a community, but for animals as well. And we have the president of the Anti-Cruelty Society of Chicago on the telephone. And when we come back, we have a very special announcement to make. Happy Mom's Day to all of you, and especially to you, Elizabeth French. This is, oh, no, hold it. I need to let you say it. So say, this is WGN.
This is WGN.
She can get a job here, I think. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. It's 2:20. We're talking with, in studio, Elizabeth French, the mom of Ella French. And I can't believe it. I mean, it's thrilling to me that you're spending Mother's Day with me. We have an exciting announcement to make that we'll make in just one moment. But you told me at the commercial break you're about to go to Washington, D.C. for something very special.
National Police Week. All of the officers that were killed in the line of duty in 2021 are being honored there, and Ella is one of them. And so, yes, I will be going to Washington, leaving Thursday, crack of dawn, and participating in some of the memorial services and events for her and all of the officers across the country.
So we get text in here. 312-981-7200. I'm not going to read them all to you because you'll cry, you know. But they're wonderful, except one that I will read. And it's not about you. It's about a previous guest. I can't explain this. I will just read it to you. Steve, your previous guest, I think, needed deodorant.
What?
Well, hey, listen, I'm just reading them. That's all that I do. We have a very special announcement to make. You know, knowing that Ella so much cared about dogs, rescued dogs, particularly dogs that had a certain blocky head look that we'd call pit bulls.
She was a big dog person, always trying to talk me into getting a big dog myself. I had Bichons. She was definitely an advocate for big dogs.
And do you or did Ella, it's called Little Dog Rescue, do I remember?
Small right? Paws?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I foster through Small Paws.
Right,
yes.
right.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that, I hooked you up with a man who cares a little about dogs himself, and that is the president of the Anti-Cruelty Society of Chicago, Tracy Elliott. And I had an idea that you guys can do something together, again, as we're talking about. So Ella's name is never forgotten, but also to help dogs, which is something Ella cared about. And Tracy, from there, I will let you take it.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. And hello, Mrs. French. So nice to talk to you again.
It's nice to speak with you again as well.
Well, and Steve, your listeners will not be surprised to hear this, but as you said, you introduced us to Mrs. French, and we were able to have a wonderful conversation about Ella and her love for animals and how much good she did in the community, not just for people, but for animals as well. And you had an idea that we might be able to find a way to honor that. And of course, we are, all of us at the Anti-Cruelty Society are so honored to be able to do this, but we will be conducting our bark walk and dog party, which is our largest fundraiser of the year that's been on hiatus, or it's actually been virtual for 2 years. We're going to be back in the park May 21st. And we've never done this before in all the years that we've done BARC, but it's going to be, the entire event is in honor of Ella and her service to the community and her love of animals. And Mrs. French was so generous to lend her support to this. And as well, we will be establishing an Ella French Fund, which will keep her name, of course, in front of animal lovers, I hope, in perpetuity, for people to be able to contribute to that. And we haven't got all the details of that worked out yet, but we're working on it. And also Ella's Precinct, who we work with quite a bit with wellness fairs and so forth, they have gotten behind this very significantly and are conducting their own campaign, too, for BARC in her honor. So, first of all, Steve, thank you for making that happen, because this was really your inspiration. And again, your listeners won't be surprised about that, and we aren't. Steve is one of the best friends that Anti-Cruelty Society has in the entire community. And thank you so much, Mrs. French, for agreeing to let us honor Ella and her love for animals, because truly that's what we're trying to do at the Anti-Cruelty Society, is build community through the power of the human-animal bond. In fact, we have recently been planning for our next 125 years, because we'll be 125 years old in 2 years, and really that connection, that ability to use the human-animal bond to build community and to bring happiness and joy to people and strength to families is what we are dedicating our next the next era of our organization to. So there could be no better way to kick that off than having Ella be the honoree for the next BARC campaign.
And I'm one of the co-MCs of that event. So
yes, you are.
Yes, so my hope is that I will be able to introduce you on stage for it. And you're tentative about doing these things, I know, but you're so eloquent and you're so good at it. And I'm in tears just listening to Tracy. First of all, have you met him in person?
I have not yet.
He does not look 125.
I don't. I only look 120, not a day over.
I'll tell you, this is wonderful, because what we were talking about off the air and on the air is we need to remember each and every one of these officers. And I only have tentacles where I have them. And this is what it struck me. But I'm not really responsible for anything here. And this must...
No, you're being too humble, Steve.
No.
You really... This was your inspiration. No.
Well, this must make you, Elizabeth, feel good that we're doing all sorts of things at once here. We're remembering an amazing police officer, an right. amazing animal advocate, and we're helping right. animals at the same time.
It is very amazing for me.
And forever.
As I start to get grounded and look around at the world again, there are things that I want to do. This is the first one in hopefully many in honor of Ella.
What else would you like to do?
Oh, gosh. Several things, obviously something to do with children, possibly some kind of shelter. I'm not at a point yet where I can start figuring out what these are, but something with children, something possibly with the Chicago community, I don't know, something with the Chicago community, something with the Police Memorial Fund, because mm-hmm. they have just been just super supportive and awesome, and I would like to give back. There are just a lot of different ideas floating around in my head, and one by one I'm going to try to make them happen, and I'm hoping this is the first in a long line of them.
Well, if you ever need WGN's help or my help,
I have my peeps in place, do
yes,
I?
You do. You
that's
do.
Right.
And the Officers Gold Star Family Memorial Park also, I believe, honors fallen animals as well. The working dogs that work for the mm-hmm. police department and the horses as well, which is right. a wonderful thing. Tell us about Bark in the Park and how people can learn more about it. I know there's a website, Tracy.
There is. You just go to anticruelty.org, and you're going to see a big button that you can press that's going to tell you all about BARC, how to register, how to form a team if you want to, and fundraise among your friends. We make it very, very easy. And frankly, the power of BARC is not that we get, you know, one or two or three big donations. It's that we get thousands and thousands of small donations that add up to real impact, and especially this year. Honoring yeah. Ella, we want it to be the biggest ever.
And I believe
so
there's a live concert this year in conjunction with the event as well.
We're going to change up the event. You know, we had a lot of time to think about it during COVID when we made it virtual, and we did really well virtually, but it's not the same thing. When you have hundreds and hundreds of people with their dogs in the park, you don't have to have a dog, of course. You can just come out and pet the ones that are there. There's a lot of power, a lot of community, a lot of fun, a lot of joy. And so we're looking forward to that. And, of course, it has, you know, a special significance this year with it being all about Ella and her legacy. But it's a fun event, and there's going to be a lot of things to do. If you don't want to walk, you don't have to walk, because there's a lot of stuff going on at Soldier Field that day that you can just have fun with. And, yes, we have great MCs. The greatest among them, of course, is Steve. Don't tell anybody else I said that.
Don't tell anyone else. Roz Varon will be out there, and Jose Sanders from Channel
right.
7.
And they're longtime friends,
yes.
too.
Yep.
You know, the great thing about this is, you know, animals bring people together, right? I mean, you know, it's the one thing, maybe the only thing left in our society that we don't fight about. Everybody loves them. Everybody understands the need to care for animals, that they're voiceless and they need our help. And it crosses, you know, all kinds of lines. And so that's what this event is all about. We are just getting together and celebrating the joy that animals bring to us.
All right, Tracy, thank you so very much for doing everything you do at Anti-Cruelty all the time. And you and everyone else there, including, most importantly, maybe the volunteers. Thank you
that's
so much,
correct.
Tracy. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, Mrs. French.
No, thank you guys for choosing to honor Ella in this way.
Well,
it means a great
honor.
Deal.
It is our honor, and I can't wait to see you on the 21st.
Finally in person.
In person. That's right. That's
excellent.
Right. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. I've got to hit a newscast here. I hope you know, Chicago, the love that I'm trying to express, probably not so well. The entire city is behind me. I hope you feel that.
I do. And I've said this more than once, but I can't even begin to thank all of the people that, unfortunately, their faces I never remember. But it's been a warm, comforting blanket of love. And to all of your listeners, just thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.